United States.
The Polish Diaspora. Push and Pulaski. A once iconic Polish magazine relaunches in America.
On June 21st, visitors to Veterans Park in Milwaukee caught an unusual spectacle. In the late afternoon sun, a hot air balloon in the shape of a giant baby was filled up as a choir sang. The stunt was to promote the launch of the first ever English-language edition of Pszechroj, or Cross Section, a Polish cultural magazine that was influential in the Cold War era. The baby, according to Maria Kozak, the magazine's Polish-American editor-at-large, was intended to symbolise rebirth. Babies are free of social biases. They have this completely unlimited potential. And so, she hopes, does her magazine. The new edition of Pszechroj will be a test of whether Polish Americans, once a powerful voting bloc in the Midwest, still hold together as a diaspora. Poles have been emigrating to America since the very beginning. At the Polish Museum of America in Chicago, Beatrix Czerkawski, the resident historian, briskly delivers a 1,000-year history, culminating in the claim that America's constitution has its origin in liberal ideas first adopted in Poland. The country's 16th-century laws protecting freedom of religion inspired Thomas Jefferson, she argues. Behind her, a monumental painting of Kazimierz Pulaski, a Polish cavalryman who fought in the Revolutionary War and reputedly saved George Washington's life, fills most of a wall. Nationwide, according to the Census Bureau, almost 9 million people claim Polish ancestry, the fifth largest European group in America, behind English, Italians, Irish and Germans. It is in the Midwest where Polishness is strongest. Almost a third of the 375,000 Polish-born people in America live in the Chicago metropolitan area. In early March, Chicagoans of all stripes celebrate Pulaski Day, an Illinois state holiday. It is still common to hear Polish voices in Chicago, particularly around construction sites. Migration continued into the 1980s as refugees fled communism. The city and its suburbs are home to over a dozen Polish language schools. Are the links strong enough for Pszechroj to succeed? Half a century ago, Poles were a key constituency in American politics. In the 1960 election campaign, John F. Kennedy made sure to pay homage to the Polish-American Congress in Chicago. The magazine was then a valued connection to the old country. Stefan Wiktor, a Polish-American whose grandfather was the Minister of Defense in Poland's wartime government in exile, remembers his father reading the paper. Ties are looser these days. It doesn't really last past the second generation, sighs Terry Ripak, Mr. Wiktor's wife. Still, as your correspondent watched, the couple got into a sharp debate with Ms. Czerkawski about democratic backsliding in Poland. Perhaps Pszechroj has been reborn at just the right time.